Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and today's question is about a question. Has anyone ever asked you a question that completely took the wind out of you? Maybe left you shocked or embarrassed? Well, here's a question you never want to have aimed at you. In Luke 6:46, Jesus asks, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" That was a question for those who called him Lord but were disobedient. John, they at least acknowledge his lordship. So, is Jesus rebuking disobedient believers or something more?
You know, Denny, acknowledging his lordship isn't enough. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus identified people who say, "Lord, Lord, we did this in your name and that in your name." And he says to them, "Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." It isn't enough to say, "Lord, Lord." And by the way, "Lord, Lord," repeated that way, is supposed to kind of indicate the pathos and the passion and the zeal. These are really religious people. But the bottom line evidence just isn't there. "Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I say." And if you go back to the Sermon on the Mount of Matthew 7, Jesus said, it's not the person who says or who professes, but the person who does my will that really knows me. The professor builds his house on the sand and it comes down in judgment. The possessor builds his house on the rock and it withstands the judgment. Let me tell you, Christianity as such is full of people who say, "Lord, Lord," to Jesus, but they have no interest in knowing his will and obeying his will. That's the mark of true salvation.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening. This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Luke's Gospel, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.